This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 447 for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Tuesday morning in thin and choppy trade. Canola is up a dollar to down a dollar. July up 60 cents at $475 per ton. New crop November down 50 cents at $476.50. Overnight losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some spillover pressure on the market amid conflicting reports on trade relations between the U.S. and China. While a White House advisor reportedly claimed the deal between the two countries was over, President Trump later tweeted that it was still fully intact. A slightly firmer tone in the Canadian dollar this morning did weigh a bit on canola prices as the currency moved back above 74 cents. Weather conditions remain mixed across the prairies, with excessive moisture continuing to cause problems in northern Alberta, while parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba could use rain. In Chicago, soybeans and wheat are mixed, while corn is posting small losses. The July soybean contract up 0.75 cents at $8.77 per bushel. New crop November down 1.5 cents at $8.77¾. The uncertainty of the back-and-forth trade talk kept some caution in the market, although the USDA did report private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. U.S. soybeans were rated 70% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That was down 2 points from the previous week. Corn, it's down slightly to start the day. September down 3 cents at $3.30 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings improved on the week, moving up 1 point in the good to excellent category to 72%. Many key corn growing regions have seen good rain over the past week. Positioning ahead of a USDA acreage report out next week was another feature. Wheat is mixed. Chicago up a half a cent in September at $4.90 per bushel. Kansas City 2 cents higher in September at $4.42 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in September at $5.23 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 29% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's slightly ahead of average. Spring wheat condition ratings in the country were pegged at 75% good to excellent. That's down 6 points on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.